We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to page Reish Yud Dalet in the standard editions, Reish Pei Gimel in the Zeligman edition. And the Chafetz Chaim had been discussing words of advice, how to be a good host. If you want to make your guests feel good, and you want to do the mitzvah of Achnasos Orchem in the best way, so he had given us a few pieces of advice. He says, make sure you give them a pleasant feeling, your countenance is warm and welcoming. And uvishata ochel, the Chafetz Chaim continues and says, and when they're eating, it's time for the meal. Person should show that he wishes he could give him even more. Shneimar, as it says, v'tafek l'rev nafshecha, rotze lomar ratzon tov. The verse says, give your will over to those that are hungry, meaning show them your goodwill, that you wish you had even more to give them. Al derech im yesh et nafshechem. Ita b'zohar v'yakel. The Zohar on Parshas V'yakel says al ha-pasuk, on the verse, halofaros l'raev lachmecha. The verse says, won't you break your bread with those that are hungry? Shetzarich ba'al ha-bayit lachtoch ha-tichot lechem nifnei ha-orech, k'day shelo yivosh v'lo yikalem. One of your tasks as a host is to slice enough bread that your guests will feel comfortable. They shouldn't be embarrassed asking for food. You should have enough bread sliced on the table that the guest can eat. That's one of the things you guys probably noticed as guests. That sometimes, a minute after Amotzi, there's no bread left. One of the things we try to do by us is to keep bread on the table. Because even if the guest doesn't like anything else, at least he has bread to eat, right? So the Zohar says, one of your responsibilities as a host is to cut bread so that the guest has enough, and this way he doesn't have to be embarrassed. He doesn't have to be embarrassed to ask for more. And there's a halacha that it says in the laws of Derech Eretz that pertains to everyone. It's even more pertinent with regards to a guest, and that is, don't look at someone when they're eating. It's uncomfortable for people to eat when someone's looking at them as they're eating. So that's even more so with a guest, that he'll be embarrassed if you're looking at him as he eats. He feels very conscious of what he's eating. So one of the things we have to remember as a host is not to look at the guest. And if the guest is sleeping over in your house, give him the mitav mitotav. Give him the good beds. Give him the good blankets. Give him the good pillow. Because a guest is very often tired and he sleeps so much better when he sleeps well, when you give him a good, comfortable bed. And sometimes by giving a guest a good bed, you're doing him a better service than the food and drink you give him. I don't know if you guys ever had the experience of sleeping on a bad bed. I had this once. I was given a bed where half the bed was broken. So half the bed, the springs didn't exist. You just, like, half your back sank into the bed. Another half was like still had springs. And I woke up with such a backache for another day and a half. I was walking around with my back like aching. So sometimes a good bed is worth more than good food and drink. And a person should think to himself, if I were a guest at his house, undoubtedly I would want him to honor me. He should give me good things to eat and drink and a good place to rest. So I should do the same for him. And the truth is that in life things go in cycles, and the cycle turns, and right now he is my guest, but there'll come a time I'll still be his guest. As Rabbi Chiya taught his wife, when a poor person comes, be quick to give him bread, so that when your kids come to him and ask him for bread, he'll also be nice to them. So Rabbi Chiya told his wife, so his wife asked, are you cursing me? Are you cursing our kids? He said, no, the pasuk says, ki biglal hadavar hazeh, galgalu shechozer ba'olam. It's a cycle. One day this family's poor, another day that family's poor. It's a cycle that goes around in the world. So that's why I'm saying we should be kind to the poor, Rabbi Chiya tells her, and we should realize that we have to hope they'll be kind to our kids. So those were the tips we saw today. What did the Chafetz Chaim teach us? To give him the feeling we wish we could give him more food when we feed him. to give him the good feeling, like we're very happy he's there, to slice the bread for the guest so that he's not embarrassed, not to stare at the guest as he's eating so he doesn't get embarrassed, to give him a good bed to sleep in, and to think to ourselves, if I were his guest, wouldn't I be happy if he treated me well? Let's realize that the world is cyclical, just like poverty is cyclical, so too the need for a host is cyclical. There comes a time where everyone needs a good host. You'd be surprised how it happens. I'll tell you an interesting story. We needed to translate some legal documents. A year or two ago, the IRS, Internal Revenue Service of the U.S., audited everyone in Israel. Anyone who filed taxes in the U.S. was audited. So we were also audited. So we gave them this form, and they came back and said, we want that form. We gave them that form, they said, we want this form. And this kept going on, you know, gave them every piece of paper they asked for, and they still wanted more. And translating is quite a fee. Every Israeli paper has to be translated. You need a legal translator, and there's a special format that they insist the translations be done. So there's a person who posted online that they're happy to do translations for free, and they're authorized. They're legally authorized to do so. So we're working with this person, and he's translating things for us. And I see he's an elderly gentleman, and he's doing everything with a smile. And this goes once and twice and a third time. And I kept asking him. I said, you know, we'd be happy to reimburse you. We need a translator. And he kept insisting, no, I don't want any reimbursement. And at the end, when we finished the audit, he asked me, are you related to the Frankenthal that used to live in Muncie, New York? So I said, yeah. So he said, oh, you probably won't remember me. You were a little boy then. But years ago, when I was in Muncie, I stayed by your parents. when he visited, his relatives lived there, and he needed a place to stay. And my parents put him up. I don't know how long he stayed in my parents' house, but he still remembered it. So I just think it's funny that decades passed, and here he's giving me this service, and he won't accept a penny, and he's doing it wholeheartedly. And this is what the Chafetz Chaim just said. You host someone now, you don't know when the things change, and he could help. If not you, your kids. That's what Rabbi Chiya told his wife. He said, treat him well, because he might be helping our kids down the road. So I saw this with my own eyes. This guy was helping me, and he went all out. And only in the end, when I pushed him, only then did I find out that years ago my parents had helped him.